这就是保罗愿意我们所知道的。
And it's a challenge for all of us.
这是对我们每一个人都是一个挑战。
You know, even in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面说
，In Isaiah 37:31,
在以赛亚书37:31
talking about the remnant in the last days.
他所讲的是说犹太所剩余的一些人。
To take roots below and bear fruit above.
人要向下扎根，向上结果。
Is this also your prayer?
这也是你自己应当有祷告。
Whether you're newly baptized or you've been Christian for long,
不管你是刚刚受洗的，也不管你是信主很长时间的。
Take roots below and bear fruit above.
往下扎根，向上结果。
Indeed, very simple. If you don't take roots below, you cannot bear fruit above.
当然这是相当简单的。如果你不是往下扎根，那你就不能向上结果。
You know, 2 weeks ago, we had a storm here. I remember it was the gospel meeting, Saturday. We were rehearsing, and it was just peeling and thundering here.
在两个星期之前，我们是一个福音的聚会。我记得那个暴风雨啊，非常的厉害。
And afterwards, I knew many trees were down, many electric poles were down.
很多那个树倒下来，那个电线杆也倒下。
Why?
为什么呢
？Simply not strong enough to withhold the persecution, you may say.
因为就是他们没有很坚固
，not deep root,
没有扎根非常深。
Well, that's supposed to be simple, right? Just I continue to grow and I will bear fruit.
So 这个原则是很简单的，就是说我往下扎根，我就是以后就会下上结果。
But sadly, God also gives us warning.
但是不幸的是，神也给我们一个警告。
Let's read together Colossians 2:8, English or Chinese.
让我们一起来读哥罗西书第二章第八节。
See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world,
rather than on God.
Shall we be read together, like less louder, less Mandarin?
好，让我们一起来读，读响一点。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Indeed, this morning I have a burden.
在今天早晨，我有一个负担。
On one hand, we need to know.The precious gospel we have received.
一个方面，我们愿意接受我们这个福音的真正的原则。
On the other hand, we need to be aware of the attack on the true gospel.
在另一个方面，我们也要谨慎到就是说注意到有一个在对真正福音的那个攻击。
We are living in a dangerous world.
我们生活在一个有危险的一个世界里面。
A dangerous time.
一个危险的一个时代里面。
People.Using their hollow and deceptive philosophy, human traditions, principle of this world, to draw us astray.
有人就是用他的自己的理学这个谎言，用人间的遗传，用世上的小学，就把我们带走了。
And indeed, this is not new.
当然，这不是一个新鲜事情。
Even in Paul's and John's time,
在那个保罗和约翰的他们已经有了。
Indeed, if you remember the book of Galatians,
如果你们记得那个加拉太书的时候
，Sorry, the next slide, please. All right, the next one. Can you go to the next slide, please?Whereas Galatians chapter 1, 6 to 9. Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Paul here mentioned something not of the gospel, and indeed a different type of preaching.
保罗在这里提到了就是说他有一些人他不是真正的那个福音。
Let's just read it together very quickly. Yeah.
让我们来一起再读一下。
English and Mandarin, let's do it together. Yeah. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really
那不一不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了。现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Paul here is very strong.
保罗现在非常的强硬的。
Look at what he used to describe those who have put a different gospel.
我们看看他用词，就是说来描写这些传不同的福音的这些。
Let him be eternally condemned.
让他应当被咒诅。
Chinese is just to be condemned, but English is eternally condemned.
在英语里面说永恒的被咒诅，一直的被咒诅。
We always think Paul is a very kind and gentle person.
我们知道保罗他一贯的就是非常慈爱良善的一个人，温柔的一个人。
Of course he is loving, he is compassionate about lost souls.
当然他是慈爱的，他也是很温柔的一个人。
But as soon as he noticed someone's preaching a wrong gospel, a different gospel, perverting the gospel, look at the strong language you used here.
但是当他来描写这个人传那个异端的福音的时候，他用的词是非常强的。
Twice he said, "Let him be eternally condemned."
他说了两次，就是说永久的被咒诅。
Not only to other people. He even said, one day, if I come again to you, and I preach another gospel to you, I should be eternally condemned.
他不是说某一个人，如果他说如果我来传那个异端的福音的话，我也应当被受咒诅。
So you see the seriousness.
你看到这个事情的严重性在哪里？
As I said, it's already happening in Apostles' time and also in our time.
他就这个事情已经在那个使徒的时候发生了，也是在我们的时候也会发生。
In the book of 1 John, John already told us the spirit of the Antichrist already in the world.
在约翰一书里面，他就说那个敌基督的灵已经在世上了。
It's already there.
已经在那里了。
Very sadly, you know, I think 2 months ago, I was in Chestwood, in the library.
在两个月以前，我有一次在那个Chestwood 的图书馆里面。
I came across a brother.
我看到一个弟兄。
I was just chatting with him and asked, how are you?
我跟他谈话，他说，我问他怎么样。
Well, immediately he mentioned to me his concern.
立刻他就跟我说，他有一些思虑。
His wife doesn't come to the church with him anymore.
他的夫人不和他一起去教会了。
And he went to another gathering.
他去另外一个聚会。
And he told me it belongs to the Eastern Lightning Church.
这个聚会呢是一个东方闪电的一个聚会。
We know the Eastern Lightning Church has different names.
我们知道那个东方闪电它有不同的那个名字的。
And now it's called the God of a Church of the Almighty God.
现在是全能神的教会。
And he was so depressed that he couldn't realize why would someone listen to such a heresy.
这个弟兄他很懊恼，他不知道为什么有些人会去听这种乱七八糟的东西。
Clearly, it's opposite to what the Bible says.
很明显的，这些他们所传的东西跟圣经是违背的。
They claim there's a female Christ.
他们说有一个女的基督。
And they often will ask you when they approach you.
他们会过来问你。
Are you aware that Christ has already returned?
你知道吗？基督已经回来了。
Think if someone asked you, are you aware that someone has already come back?
你想一下，如果有人来问你，基督已经回来了，你知道吗？
So immediately, what would be your response?
So 立刻的你是什么反应呢？
Of course, you say I'm not aware.
你会说，当然我不知道啊。
Because if I'm quite returned, I will be aware.
我怎么会知道呢？
And that already was a wrong assumption.
这就是一个错误的一个前提，他假定。
And then they continue to entice you into their philosophy.
他们从那个错误的假定就把你引到他们那个虚妄的理学里面去。
Yeah. We'll come to back later.
我们等一会儿再谈这个事情。
Continue on, indeed, a very solemn warning from Jude.
他们，我们再看一看那个犹大对我们的那个警告是什么。
Let's read the next Bible verses.
我们再来读下面的一段圣经。
In the Jude, we know Jude is only one chapter, 3 and 4.
犹大书的第一章第三节和第四节。
Well, this time, what about we try to do that? We read the English if you can. Save time. Let's do it together. This is English if you can. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men, who changed the grace of our God into a license for immorality and denied Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. So Jude here,
Yuda 在这里
he originally talked about how Christians were being kept by the grace of God.
他一开始是谈的是那些基督徒怎么样被神的恩典所保守。
He was intending to write to you about the salvation we share.
他也想这个告诉我们一起来分享这个救恩是怎么样。
The gospel we have received.
对我们的所接受的那个福音。
But while he was writing, I believe the Holy Spirit suddenly urged him to write something to warn the brothers and sisters.
我们相信在圣灵在这个时候，他们就让犹大写了一些警告的事情。
That's why he said, I urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
所以他也写下了我来一次为要为一次交付圣徒的真道来竭力的那个争辩。
So contend for the faith.
就是竭力的争辩。
What does it mean by contend?
那争辩是什么意思呢？
It's something you hold on to very, very fast.
就是一些事情你竭力的，就是坚持的。
Again, it is not something we all normally would talk about as Christians.
我知道一般的情况下我们不会这么用词的。
We want to be tolerant.
我们就是一般都是宽容。
Indeed, now so many attacks on Christians is that we are not tolerant enough.
就有很多现在有很多讲我们还不够宽容。
Again, this is a lie.
不过这是一个谎言。
Imagine one day you've got cancer.
你想一想，有一天你有一个十个
，you got a cancer.
啊，也你生了一个癌，就是。
And then you went to see the surgeon.
就是你去看一个外科医生。
And you got all the diagnosis, X-ray, MRI done.
你搞了许多的诊断，你搞的时候核磁共振检查什么都做了。
Oh, you go to Dr. Samuel there.
你去看 Samuel 医生。
Okay, he said, he told you, I'm going to operate on you.
Samuel 医生说 ，Okay, 我会给你做手术。
And after the operation,
手术以后
，What would be your first question?
你第一个问题问什么呢
？How was the surgery?
那个手术怎么样？
What if the surgeon, not Samuel, what if the surgeon said, oh, I did it?
如果这个外科医生说，是的，我已经做好了。
Will you be satisfied?
你满足吗？你满意吗？
Will you be continuing to ask, have you removed the cancer completely?
你肯定会继续问下去说，这个肿瘤全部切除了吗？
But the surgeon said, oh, really? Do I need to?
那个外科医生说，是吗？我一定要把它切除吗
？Very tolerant，
他是很宽容的嘛。
Why would you have to remove all the cancers?
你为什么要把那个全部那个癌症全部弄掉呢？
Imagine if the surgeon told you this.
如果这个外科医生这样跟你说的话，
I'm sure you will sue him.
我肯定的，你肯定会跟他打官司的，你要起诉他的。
Some things cannot be tolerated.
有些事情是不能宽容的。
Truth cannot be tolerated.
这个真理就没什么宽容的事情可言。
The gospel cannot be changed.
那个福音也不能够被改变。
We have to contend.
我们一定要坚持的。
We have to deal with it seriously.
我们在这个福音的上面事情，我们非常认真的。
And in this passage, Jude already told us what the result was when people no longer hold on to the faith.
在这个经文里面，犹大也告诉我们，如果我们不坚持那个真理的话，我们会怎么样？
Already, he said, someone had secretly slipped in among you.
他就说，因为有些人偷着进来。
And godless men,
这些人是没有神的。
Change the grace of our Lord, or grace of our God into a license for immorality.
将我们神的恩变作一个放纵情欲的那个机会。
And even denying Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
并且不认独一的主宰，我们的主。耶稣基督。
Now, this is what is going to happen.
这就是一个结果。
If we do not hold fast,
如果我们不坚持住，
if we do not take heed of these warnings,
如果我们不认真地接受他这个警告的话，
we cannot grow deep.
我们就不能够向下扎根。
And obviously we cannot bear fruit.
我们也不能向上结果。
So warnings are important for us.
所以这些警告是非常重要的。
You know, if there are sharks swimming, there will be warning that don't go to swim, don't go to surf.
如果一个水里面有一个鲨鱼的话，我们就警告说你不能再去水里游泳了。
It's a, if there is a one, well, 10,000 volt transformer house there, they just don't come close.
有些高电压的房子就不要去接近这个房子。
So I would like to spend some time with you talking about the essentials of our Christian faith.
我们今天就来讨论一下我们的这个基督信仰的一些主要的要点。
Obviously, some are very familiar.
当然的话，有些点我们是非常熟悉的。
But as I said in the beginning, I have two prayer before the Lord.
我们有两个祷告。
On one hand, let us appreciate what we have believed.
让我们来感谢我们所信的。
And then on the other hand, let us stand very firm on the gospel we have received.
在另外一方面呢，我们也非常的坚持我们的福音。
Okay, I'll talk about five, there are five important aspects we need to know.
有五个非常重要的方面，我们应该知道的。
If we can understand and hold fast to these, then when cult and heresy comes, we know how to differentiate.
如果我们把那个主要的东西掌握了以后，如果有这些法利赛人有异端进来，我们就能够分辨。
Because often, just like the story I've mentioned, the brother was so surprised that his wife.Would be enticed so easily by the eastern lightning.
就是我们先前讲过的，为什么那个弟兄的那个妻子会被那个东方闪电的人拉过去。
Understand these, you know why Mormonism was wrong, why the Jehovah Witnesses was wrong, and even many practices of the Catholicism was not according to the Bible.
如果我们掌握了这些要点的话，我们就会知道摩门教为什么它是不对的，那个耶和华见证人为什么它是不对的，还有一些其他的这些都走错的那个。
So five important aspects.
So 就是五个要点。
The deity of Jesus Christ.
第一点就是基督的神性。
Resurrection of Jesus.
基督的复活。
Biblical inerrancy.
圣经的无误。
Salvation by grace,
得救本乎恩
fruits of holiness,
圣洁的果子
Now let's try to go over it one by one.
现在我们一个一个的来看。
Now, I think it's very appropriate we talk about Christmas. Now, important thing to know is the deity of Jesus Christ.
我们在圣诞节的时候，我们在谈这个基督的神性。
Paul said a very important verse here. Let's read the Chinese. Let's read 1 Timothy 1:15, English first and then Chinese. Okay.
我们来读那个提摩太前书第一章第十五节。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Let's do Chinese now.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
You know, Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣。
You know what Christ means?
你知道那个基督是什么意思吗？
Well, we just read Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus.
我们只是每次念耶稣基督基督耶稣就这样子。
But to the early believers, the title Christ is enormous.
对那个早期的那些信徒来说，这个基督这个头衔是非常非常大的。
Even more overwhelming than the prime minister or the president or whatever head or CEO, CFO.
远远超过这个总统啊，什么总理啊，远远超过。
Christ refers to the Messiah.
基督就是那个弥赛亚
The long, long awaiting the Savior, the Messiah, the promised Savior to come.
这是这个弥赛亚，这是他们等了很久很久的一个神应许的一个君主来的。
Who is Christ?
那么谁是基督呢
？Paul said, Christ is the title.
保罗说，这个基督是一个头衔。
And Jesus.
耶稣
So Christ and Jesus.
基督和耶稣
Jesus is the name of a man. Just indeed the original is exactly like we say Joshua.
耶稣只不过是一个普通人的一个名字，就像我们说约书亚，只是一个人的名字而已。
Christ, Jesus, together.
基督耶稣一起。
Came into this world.
来到这个世上。
So, already, it is a very powerful statement. God became man.
这是一个非常重要的一个宣告，就是神成为人。
To save sinners.
来拯救世人。
So, following on, Paul used another aspect to describe. For 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God,And one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
提摩太前书第二章第五节说，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
One God.
一个神。
One mediator.
一个中保。
Between God and man.
在神和人的中间。
Who is he?
他是谁呢？
The man, Christ Jesus.
就是这个人叫基督耶稣的这个人。
He's not only God.
他不单单是神。
He's not only man.
他也不单单是人。
He is God, he is man.
他既是神也是人。
Obviously, another reference very important is the first chapter 1:1, the book of John.
还有很重要的一段经文是约翰福音的第一章第一节。
This is such a profound verse, chapter 1, verse 1 of John.
非常丰富的一个。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
You know, if you are familiar with the Bible,
如果你对圣经熟悉的话
especially to the Jews back then.
特别是对这个犹太人的事。
If I say one word, in the beginning,
如果我说起初
，What would you say?
你会说什么
？Before the book of John, What immediately you will think about in the Bible, in the beginning?
在旧约里面，你会想到哪一段呢？
Exactly. You know, whenever people reading the scripture in the beginning, right? Immediately you will think of the book of Genesis, right? Remember.
我们一开始就说起初的话，我们第一个想到的就是那个创世纪的那个第一句起初。
So let's try to understand the severity of this statement. Right.
我们来试想这个就是金句的一个非常的一个严肃的地方。
So when I say in the beginning,
当我说起初的话
，You know, I was trying to think of something similar. I just cannot think, especially in Chinese.
我想想一个什么比较差不多的一个。
I'm not very good at Chinese literature.
但是
if I say something, you immediately know like what I'm talking about. I try, 中文的，为天下合久必分，分久必合。Do you remember what I'm? Can anyone? 谁说？啊？
三国演义。
Exactly. Good, good. Right.Something that if you say and you are familiar with the crowd, people immediately will recall what you're talking about.
对，就是说你当你说某些词句的话，人们会立刻想起来它是在哪里哪个文章里面出现的。
Okay, another one in Chinese, obviously. Okay, maybe English, right? To be or not to be.
就是生存还是毁灭，你会想起是哪
个？Shakespeare, exactly right.
就是莎士比亚的那个 Hamlet 那个王子
，right? And 功盖三分国，名成霸征图。Another very famous Chinese, like, okay, don't worry.
这是讲诸葛亮。
Very good. Okay, so that is the same thing, right?When someone mentioned in the Bible, in the beginning, immediately people would think, of course, Genesis, God.
如果你当你在这个圣经里面说那个起初的话，你立刻会想到的就是创世纪的那个第一句。
But here John didn't say in the beginning God. He said in the beginning was the Word.
在约翰他福音里面说，在起初有。
And then he said, and the word was with God.
道与神同在。
Because you may think, oh, maybe, John just used different description about God. Instead of in the beginning God, he said in the beginning word.
他好像是说把
You may think the same thing.
好像他这个约翰在这里用了不同的词来描写同一个事情。
But it's not true.
不过这不是，
He said two separate entities, and the word was with God.
其实他说的是两样，一个是道，一个是神。
So it's not just different descriptions of God, but the word and God, they are separate entities.
他并不是说他就是在说神，但是他用了两个不同的词，而是说他两个不同的。
Now it's very important to remember, because the Jehovah Witnesses,They do not believe and accept this Bible verse.
在耶和华见证人，他们就不承认这个经句。
And then following on, it said, okay, two separate, that's fine, two separate entities. But then it said, the word was God.
当然，他最后就说，这道就是神。
That's confusing, right?
那就有点糊涂了，是不是
？Indeed, it is confusing.
对的
，it is
是蛮
，it is profound.
蛮糊涂的，我很深奥的，好像。
It's talk, of course, talking about the essence of Godhead. We dare not claim that we understand fully.
这个事情我们不是很容易明白的一个事情。
So continuing on the book of John, verse 14 very clearly, the Word, which refers in the beginning, was.Was with God and was God, the Word became flesh.
在这个十四节，他就继续解释了，就是说，这个道成为了肉身。
Verse 14 refers to verse 1.
这个十四节是针对这个第一节这个展开。
What does it mean?
那什么意思呢？
God
神
became flesh
成为了肉身。
How can that be possible?
怎么可能呢？
The all-powerful almighty without any constraints of time and space
这个全能全知的那个神，没有时间空间限制的那个神。
Even before time was created, he was there.
在太阳啊，时间还没有开始的时候，这个神已经在那里。
One day, the word became flesh.
有一天，这个道成了肉身。
Made his dwelling among us.
住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory.
我们看见他的荣光。
The glory of the one and holy who came from the Father full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now this is Jesus.
这个就是耶稣。
He is man fully and he is God fully.
他是完完全全的人，他也是完完全全的神。
It is because he is God.
因为他是神，
He can die for man.
他可以为人而死。
If he's just a man,
如果他只是一个人的话，
like you and I,
像我你和我一样的话，人的话，
even though he was sinless, he could only die for one man.
他只能够为一个人死。
He's both God and man together.
他把神和人结合一起。
Many other religion or heresy or cults，
很多的其他的宗教或者是那些教派
，they do not accept this，
他们不接受这个的。
Of course, some would say Jesus is a good man。
有的人说啊，耶稣是一个好人。
He performed miracles. He's powerful。
他会行神迹的，他很有能力。
Jehovah's Witnesses said Jesus is actually The Archangel Michael.
他耶和华见证人说他就是总的天使长
米迦勒。
Oh,
he is not God, even though he is a higher being than man.
虽然他比人高一点点，但他不是神。
The Bible clearly says he is God.
但是圣经很清楚地说耶稣就是神。
Do you know what a precious gospel it is?
你说知道这个福音是多么珍贵吗？
God became flesh to dwell among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And Paul says we have just read, this is a trustworthy saying.
这是一个，保罗说这是一个真正的，
可信的，
可信的事。
Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners.
耶稣基督来到世界上是拯救罪人。
Right. The second important issue is about the resurrection of Jesus.
第二点比较重要的是我们来讲耶稣的复活。
That means Jesus died and he was risen.
耶稣死了，他复活了。
You know, there are so many debates that Jesus didn't die, he was just in a coma.
很多的争论说有的人说耶稣没有死，他只不过是昏过去了。
Oh, he did die, but he didn't rise again. The disciples stole the body.
也有人说他是死了，但是他没有复活。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章第三节说
，This is so important. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
Dead.
死掉了。
Finished.
完了。
Buried.
埋葬了。
Just like we see people died.
就是像我们看到其他人死了一样。
You know what that is?
你知道这是什么吗？
That is, you can describe like a loss of function or no movement.
你可以说死就是没有功能，就是不能动。
Indeed, one description would be death. Whatever death means, death is the end of that person.
死亡就是一个人的终点。
That's it.
就这样了。
The end.
结束了。
Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
He didn't die because of his own sins.
他不是因为他自己的罪而死的。
He died and suffered the punishment of sin for our sake.
他死，他受苦，是我们的罪加在他的身上。
But he is done like, Jesus fulfilled the righteous requirement of God regarding sins.
这耶稣就是满足了神公义的这个要求。
All fulfilled.
全部满足。
But more importantly, he was raised on the third day.
那更重要的就是他在第三天的复活。
This is the first important thing.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
You know what? We talk about Christ resurrected pretty casually.
我们在谈耶稣的复活的时候，我们非常轻易的谈论。
But it is exactly this very fact that has caused the whole world to be upside down.
但是就是这样，耶稣复活这个事实把整个世界都颠覆了。
You know, Paul, during his trial before men, he said,
当保罗在接受人的审判的时候，他说
，In Acts 24:21 and then 25:19, you know, he was being tried. He suffered so many because of one thing. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today.
在使徒行传第24:21那里说，我今日在你们面前受审，是为死人复活的道理。
You know who Paul is?
你们知道保罗是谁吗？
He is a very smart man.
他是非常一个聪明的
一个人。Outstanding young, brilliant champion.
他在年轻的时候，他是一个冠军。
I believe he did our HSC, he might be 99.99.
他如果考这个大学的话，他的分数会是99.99。
People did say he's got multiple PhD like portfolio.
他会很多多才多艺的一个人。
Clever, smart.
他很聪明。
Why would he believe something that all his tribal men, his own family would say you are foolish, you are crazy?
他为什么会信一个东西？就是说，他的家里面人也说你这是愚笨，你是疯狂了。
He suffered so many persecution, being jailed, being stoned, being flogged. Why would he do that?
他因为这个信仰，他受到了很多的逼迫啊，监禁啊，被石头打。
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters. It is an important question.
这是一个很重要的问题，我们来问一问那个弟兄姊妹。
Who is Jesus to you?
那个耶稣到底对你意味着什么呢？
Following on this Acts 25:19, they were all talking about the actions of the charge was about a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was alive.
就为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死了。保罗却说他是活着的。
That is the essence.
这就是一个理由。
They knew they have nailed and crucified Jesus.
他们知道他们把耶稣钉死了。
He was dead, he was buried.
他死了，他被埋葬了。
They thought it was the end.
他们认为这就是一个结束。
But Paul claimed.
但是保罗宣称了。
Yes, he was dead.
他是死了。
But that's not the end.
不过这不是
Because he was raised again.
他又复活了。
He is alive.
他是活的。
Christ is alive.
基督耶稣是活的。
This is the meaning of Easter.
这就是一个复活节的意义。
Christ is alive. This is the most important thing in the whole universe.
基督是活的，这个事实是整个的宇宙的一个很重要的一个事实。
If you think Jesus is just a good man,
如果你只是认为耶稣是一个好人
His teaching is so good.
他教导的是很好的。
You know what? Gandhi, the Indian, Hindu.
你们知道那个印度的那个 圣雄甘地。
Even he reckons Jesus was so good.
他也说他耶稣是非常好的。
You know, he said, "I love Jesus, but just don't love Christians."
他说我爱耶稣，但是我不喜欢那个基督徒。
Because the life of Jesus fully manifests love.
这个耶稣的一生，他完全的显示了那个爱。
But Christians don't.
但是基督徒没有。
Christ Jesus is a living person, ever since he was raised from the dead till now and forever.
这个耶稣基督他是一个复活的，从今天一直到永远，一直是活的。
Is that what you believe?
这是你所信的吗？
Is Jesus alive in your life?
耶稣在你的生活当中他是活的吗？
Or is Jesus only Jesus on Sunday?
或许只是在那个星期天呢。
Or Jesus is only living in the church.
或者耶稣就是活在那个教会里面。
What about your daily decision?
如果你每天的生活怎么样呢？
Your interaction with your spouse, with your children, with your colleagues.
你是怎么跟那个你的家人和同事那个互动的呢？
Do you exalt, do you acknowledge that Jesus is alive?
你会意识到那个耶稣在你每天的生活当中他是活的吗？
That is the difference between a religion and a faith.
这就是一个宗教和一个信仰当中的一个差别。
You know, people often think, when I talk to my friends, my patients, they say, oh, you are religious.
当我在跟别人跟我们的病人讲话的时候，他们会认为哦，你是一个教徒，一个宗教徒。
I always tell them no, I'm not religious.
但是我会跟他们说，我不是
宗教徒。Whenever I say I'm not religious, and whenever I say I'm not religious, they say, "Wow, you're not religious."
他们会很惊讶的说，你不是宗教的嘛？我们认为你是一个教徒。
You go to church, you read the Bible, you pray, you must be religious.
你每天到教会去，你每天拿着一个本圣经，你肯定是一个宗教徒。
I thought I'm not, but I have a faith.
但是我跟他说我不是的。
A living faith.
有信仰的人。
A living faith.
一个活的信仰。
A living person.
一个活的人。
I followed a living person.
我是跟随一个活的人。
I'm not following a dead book or a dead school of thought.
我不是跟随一个死的一本书或者一个死的一个思想。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣他是活的。
He lives for me.
他是为我而活。
I live for Jesus.
我也为主而活。
This is Christianity.
这就是一个基督教的一个。
Often when people go to a Catholic church,
我们到那个基督教天主教的那个教会里去。
All the liturgy, all the ceremony,Give you an outward religious feeling.
你去看他们，他一个庆祝，他们的装饰，你会感到这是外头的一个很宗教的一个感觉。
But do you meet the living God?
但是你是不是会遇到真正的活的神呢？
This morning when you come,
今天早上你们来，
What was the anticipation?
你们期待的是什么？
Because out of conscience, out of habit, you came.Or you already knew that I want to meet the living Lord.
就是你们是不是只是凭着一个习惯来，还是说今天我们来，我们要在这里遇到那个活的神？
I remember last week, Sheldon David mentioned about something. Do you really think God is among you?
在上一次小东也提到的，就是说神在我们中间。
If we truly acknowledge.God is living among us. Our whole behavior will be different.
如果我们真正的意识到神在我们中间的话，我们的整个的行为就会被改变。
Okay, the third aspect will be the biblical inerrancy.
第三个要点我们提到的就是圣经的无误。
Now this is so important.
这是非常非常重要的。
Again, it's amazing beyond our comprehension.
是非常。奇妙的是超过了我们的这个想象。
You know, many of the cults and heresies, they always would say, the Bible is good, but it's not enough.
很多的异端他们的教派会说， 那个圣经是好的，但是还不够。
That's why Mormonism have their Mormon Bible.
所以摩门教他会加出来他们自己的摩门圣经。
And then Joseph Smith said, "I got a dream, and then I got something that is the beginning of Mormonism."
他们说啊，我有一次经历了一个很奇妙的梦，然后他就发明了这些。
Same for the Eastern Lightning.
东方闪电也是这样子。
I received a special revelation.
他们接受了一个特别的这个启示。
One of the arguments was,
争论的焦点是
challenging us Christians.
他们也挑战我们那个基督徒。
How can you stop God from continuing to reveal Himself?
你怎么可能阻止这个神来显示他自己呢
？Listen again the argument.God obviously he's free to reveal special things to certain people. Is he?
当然神是自由，他可以按照他自己的意愿来启示某些东西在某个人身上。
Yes, of course he can.
当然他是可以的。
But he has already chosen not to.
但是他不愿意这么做。
He has already chosen. That's what we read from the book of Jude.Once and for all entrusted to the saints.
这就是我们在犹大书里面所提到的，叫做一次教父圣徒的真道。
Once and for all.
One, 就是一次教父。
And you may think, oh really, the Bible was even in the New Testament 2,000 years ago. How can it be applied to my present day?
你会有疑问说，哎，这个圣经是两千多年的时间，怎么可以在我的生活当中现在来应用呢
？I tell you what, that is the amazing thing about the Bible.
这就是圣经奇妙的地方。
I remember, you know, about more than 10 years ago, Australia happened. There was an accident in the flight Jetta.
在十年以前有一个。
Plane, yeah.Something happened to a fighter jet, yes.
有一个空军的战斗机的这个事故。
And it's just a normal training.
他们只做一个日常的这个训练。
And then when the pilot was to land the fighter jet,
当那个飞行员降落这个飞机的时候
，suddenly he couldn't land the wheels.
他一下子这个起落架放不下来了。
And he tried all the means. He just couldn't land the wheel. And disengage.
他试了所有的
lower the wheel.
他试了所有的措施，但是就是这个起落架放不下来。
Oh, what is going to happen?
那怎么了呢？最后
panicking, right? The control tower just panic. What do you do? It's a fighter jet.
对，怎么办
？First of all, it's very expensive.
当然这个飞机也很贵了。
And it's dangerous.
也非常危险。
You know, after hours of manipulation,
他试了好多的小时。
At the end, thank God, the jet was landed without wheels, with a lot of damage on the plane, but the pilot was safe.
最后呢，他这个飞机降落就是没有把那个起落架打开，他就降落下来了。造成了很多的损害，但是这个飞行员是好的。
No explosion, that's the main thing. No explosion.
也没有什么爆炸。
The pilots were safe.
的飞行员也幸存下来。
The amazing thing is when people interview him, what did you do? How did you manage?
非常奇妙的就是在事后人们访问他的时候说
，He told us.
他跟我们说
，I was not able to do anything, but I went through the menu.Time and time and time again.
他做不了任何事情，他就是把那个
手册
飞行手册读了一遍又一遍。
You know, every plane, every jet, especially the more sophisticated plane, they've got a full menu.
他因为这个飞机非常的复杂的，他们有很多的那个手册有很多的内容。
And like many of our user manual, there's a big section it's called FAQ.
他们有一个通常的有一个地方叫做经常问的问题一个地方。
So he immediately opened to the FAQ or important things. What would I do? What should I do if I cannot lower the landing wheel?
他就看到一个问题的答案，就是说，如果不能够打开起落架的时候，我应该做什么？那一条。
So again and again and again until he's so familiar.
他说一遍一遍一遍读。
He just followed the instructions.
他就是遵照这个步骤。
Now that incident caused me to think.
这个事故使我思考。
What the life of that pilot?
这是飞行员的生命。
Or the avoidance of accidents.
或者没有这个事故。
Depends on the manual.
这是都是按照这个书上面。
It's not because of his intelligence. He said, "I'm not."
不是因为他的聪明。
It's because someone already planned and know exactly what you should do.
因为有已经有人事先帮你做好了你这个计划。
If a plane, it which is very complicated, needs to refer to a manual, and the manual already anticipated.Something might happen.
这个非常复杂的这个飞机，它要你去看那个手册。那个手册上面有人已经把预先把这个东西已经写好了。
What about our life?
那么我们的生命是什么呀
？It is the Bible.
就是这个圣经。
You know, Bible says, Second Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God breathed.It's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
在提摩太后书第三章第十六节就说了，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
All scriptures is God breathed.
所有的圣经都是神默示的。
Do not think this is just a book or a people writing a letter.
这个圣经并不是仅仅是人写的这个
Let me ask you a question, right? The universe, the planetary movement, or the sun giving us the light and heat?
我来问一个问题，就是所有的我们这个宇宙，我们日月星辰的运动。
Do you find it fascinating?
你觉得怎么样？
Does God need to create another sun or moon to help us to live?
神需要不需要再创造一个日月给我们
Do you know the wisdom of God?
你知道神的智慧吗
The Bible is God breathed. He contains everything we need.
这个圣经是神所默示的，它告诉我们所有的我们都需要的一些事情。
Bible is not a science book.
圣经不是一本科学的书。
But what it says,has contained all the scientific facts we need to know.
但是在圣经里面包含了所有的科学的事实，我们需要所知道的。
And Jesus says in Matthew, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."
这个是马太福音里面说，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
And then in the book of Psalms, many talks about.The word, your word, Psalm 119:89, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
诗篇里也说，耶和华，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Psalm 12:6, and the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times.
诗篇第十二篇第六节说，耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，如同银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
Pay attention. It's eternal, it stands firm, it's flawless, it's purified seven times.
我们这个重点的是在这安定在天直到永远，还有就是纯净的言语练过七次。
And that's why, interestingly, Christians can read the Bible over and over and over again.
这就是我们为什么我们可以一遍一遍的来读圣经。
And every time it is sweet, it is like honey.
每一天都是很甜如蜜。
How can that be possible?
为什么呢？
Have you ever read a novel more than 20 times?
你会读一个小说二十次以上吗？
But every time you read it, you learn more.
每次你会学到新的东西。
It's not possible.
这不可能的。
But the word of God is eternal.
但是神的话却是这样。
Flawless.
他是安定在天。
Purified, seven times means perfect.
这个七次就是意味着完全。
It is fully applicable to our lives.
它是完完全全的可以运用到我们生活当中的。
You know, even when we read novel, a very clever master would give you some hints. In Chinese, I think it's called 锦囊。If something's happened, you just open this. I will tell you what to do. If that happens, you open that. Something. It's Chinese sage. Yeah.
你有时候会一个很聪明的，像诸葛亮给一个他们战将有很多的锦囊。你到了那个什么地方，打开一个什么东西，你就知道了。
This is just a cruel analogy. Even if human being, you are asking for very wise men, he will give you instruction. What do you think about God? He gives us the Bible.
神的智慧，他就给我们一个圣经。
And of course, we don't have time. We have the Holy Spirit in us.
而且你在那个里面有圣灵在里面。
The Holy Bible and the Holy Spirit.
一个圣经和圣灵。
Okay, then following on will be the salvation by grace important aspect.
第四点我们要谈到的是得救是本乎恩。
Now this is so fundamental.
这是非常基本的。
Because many other religions, so-called or cults, they said salvation is not by grace.
因为有其他的异端，他们说得救并不是本着那个。
And that's why the moment, you need the two young men and men and women, they walk for 2 years, they have to spread their Mormonism in order to be saved.
他们在摩门教里面，你们看到那个。外面传教的人，他们一定要把那个摩门的信仰传出去了以后，他们被得救。
And back to the Bible aspect, and on top of the Bible, the Mormon people they've got the Mormonism, the many other articles.
他们在圣经以外，他们还有摩门的圣经，还有其他许多的其他的文章啊什么的。
Besides Jesus Christ, Catholic people they worship Mary or they have to rely on Mary to pray to Jesus.
在天主教的教会里面，他们不单单是敬拜耶稣，他们还敬拜一个玛利亚。
But clearly, Paul told us in the book of Ephesians, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
在保罗在以弗所书第二章第八节说得很清楚，说。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Clearly saved by grace through faith，
就是很清楚的，得救是本乎恩。
You know this is against our human nature。
这个跟人的一个本性是不一样的。
We were trained to you have to do something to gain something。
你一定要做出什么，你才得到什么。
This is justNatural.
这是很正常的很自然的一件事情。
But you know why we think this way, even regarding our salvation?
为什么我们会这么想呢?
If you still think you need to earn your salvation,
如果你还是在想你要赢得你这个得救。
Like Buddhism, you have to be good and better and better and better in order to inherit eternal life.
这个就像那个佛教里面他要修行修行自己。慢慢的好起来。
It is simply because you do not understand how sinful you are.
因为你不知道你是多么的有罪。
And how holy our God is.
我们的神是怎么样的圣洁。
Give an example.
举个例子吧。
I think one day I'll just train myself that if I jump, I can touch the ceiling.
如果我训练的足够的话，我跳起来我就能够。摸到那个天花板。
If one day I jump and I can touch the ceiling, then I will be saved.
如果我跳起来摸到那个天花板，我就得救的话。
Is it possible?
这是可能的吗
？It's impossible. I cannot jump to touch the ceiling because it's so high for me.
这是不可能的，因为我跳不起来，没太高了。
As far as our salvation is concerned, if you realize how holy God is and how sinful you are.You won't even dare to think I can work out my salvation.
如果你意识到这个那个神是多么的圣洁，你是多么的有罪的话， 你根本不可以想象我怎么会得
救。That's why it says here, not even from yourselves.
这并不是出于你自己。
It's a gift of God.
只不过神所赐的。
It's not by works.
不是因为行为的缘故。
So please remember, this is salvation by grace.
请大家记住，这是得救是本乎恩的。
And that's why other cults like Catholicism, they on top of grace, they have something else.
他们的异端的话，他们就是在
including purgatory, penance, indulgence, 炼狱。
他们加了很多是炼狱啊什么
赎罪券
啊，要跟玛利亚祷告啊什么的。
But Christians, we know we are saved by grace.
我们基督徒，我们知道我们得救是因为神的恩典。
But please do not stop at that. Do not stop at salvation by grace. Very important.
但是接下来
，the final point is the fruit of holiness.
最后一点就是圣洁的果子。
Because that was our foundation, but unfortunately, many Christians now, they just like Jude said, have the license for immorality.
这是其实圣洁的果子是我们一个非常重要的一个基础，但是我们现在有些基督徒好像就是说拿到了一个执照，进天国的一个执照。
Because Paul clearly continuing on Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
保罗在以弗所第二章第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
If you are truly saved by grace,
如果你真正的被神的恩典所拯
救，you receive a new life.
你就得到了一个新的生命。
There will be good work from your life.
这个新的生命就会开始有新的工作。
It's very sad to hear Christians, born again Christians, they do not pay attention to their daily lives.
我们刚重生的这个弟兄姐妹还没有注意到这个日常的生活。
So I've heard people like Christians in the morning they go to church, in the afternoon they go to casino.
我听到的有时候他的早上到教会去，晚上到赌场去。
I just need to go to church on Sunday and give some tithes, give some money. I'm good.
我们星期天到教会去捐一点钱，捐一点时间，我们就好了。
Because I'm saved by grace, not by works.
因为我是本着恩得救的嘛，不是。
Is that true?
那么对不对呢
？Again, this is a big lie from the enemy.
这是一个敌人的一个谎言。
To do good works,
为要叫我们行善。
Good works,
行善就是。
What sort of good works are you doing?
你做了什么善的事情呢
？Can people see the good works?You perform.
人们能够看到你所做的善事吗
？And Paul in Colossians says, "We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work."
这个保罗在哥罗西书第一章第十节说：“好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的。”
Yesterday I was talking to a brother.
昨天我跟一个弟兄谈话。
He was telling me a pastor.
他告诉我他是一个牧师。
Another pastor.
另外一个牧师。
A big church.
很大的一个教会。
But it's getting very lazy.
但是他们很懒惰。
Just give a sermon maybe once in a month.
他每个月只给一次这个信息。
And during the week.
在一周当中
he spent most of the time
他花很多的时间
body training
他在做那个
身体训练 keeping himself very fit
在做那个体育馆那个事情
preparing for triathlon
他在做那个三项铁人三项运动
doesn't really care about the sheep
但是不很照顾那个他的自己的羊
to him as a pastor it's just a job
对他来说，做一牧师只不过是一个工作而已。
Is it describing our condition before God?
这是对我们那个现状的一个描述吗
？My final verse for you.
我们最后一段经文。
Very quickly, 2 Timothy 2:19-21 talks about everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. That's what the word.
凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
And then finally, verse 21. If a man cleanses himself like from the letter, which is the ignoble one, he will be instrument for noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So we need to be careful.
我们要当心了。
Don't be deceived.
不要被骗。
It is because of the lack of knowledge about the fruit of holiness why Christians are so weak these days.
因为我们不能够理解这个圣洁果子的重要性，所以我们有些基督徒现在非常软弱。
People continue to sin.
人们继续犯罪。
Continue to throw a tantrum, bad tempered.
发坏脾气。
Continue to hate, continue to steal, anything you can do.
仇恨、偷窃。
Or thinking that that's fine, I'm saved by grace.
他们还想，这是可以的，因为我已经被那个恩典所拯救。
Without knowing that,God wants us to live a holy life.
神希望我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
So we thank God for the wonderful gospel we have received.
我们谢谢主，因为这个很奇妙的一个福音。
That's my conclusion.
这就是我结语。
You know, I hope that we will hold very fast to these five aspects.
我希望我们能紧紧抓住这个五个点。
On one hand, we meditate on what we have received.
一个方面我们就思想我们所接受的。
On the other hand, be careful.
另外一方面也请当心小心。
Be prepared.
预备好。
Be ready.
准备好。
To contend for the faith.
来捍卫我们的真理。
That way we will be deep rooted downward and barefoot upward.
这样子呢，我们就向下扎根，向上结果。
For the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
While the world is celebrating Christmas.
当世界庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，
they might not know the true meaning of Christmas.
他们可能不知道真正的圣诞节的意思。
But we have experienced the blessing of the birth of Christ.
但是我们经历的神的祝福。
We thank you for this full salvation.
我们谢谢你这个完全的救赎。
Help us to be grateful. Help us to be able to understand deeper the meaning.
帮助我们感恩，帮助我们真正的知道这个生的意思。
And help us not to be led astray by any other teachings.
也帮助我们不要被这些其他的人所引走。
And able to stand firm.
能够站立得住。
Especially in this evil age.
特别是在这个邪恶的时代。
May you grow your church.
请你帮助你的教会成长。
May you grow every one of us.
叫每一个人都成长。
That we will be your noble instruments.
我们会成为你贵重的器皿。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.